Hey, Janet K, you want to take the roll?
So this is the roll call of the continuation meeting of the March 3rd regular open meeting. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Edward Steekert, KPFA. Edward
Steekert. Brian's here. Sorry about that.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate. Gammon?
Was disconnected and needs to be called.
Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Coburn, KPFA is present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Wangaza, WMXP affiliate. Wangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT.
Hello. Gaman.
Gaman, present. Patel Adams, KPFT. Can't hear you. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW. Sorden? Can't hear you. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Is Brazon present? Okay. So, as far as directors, we have quorum, Chair.
Okay. We will now call this meeting to order. This is a continuation meeting that's been noticed.
9-2.
Hello? Under the, because it's a continuation meeting, there's no need to adopt an agenda. We would go through to finish the items that we had on the unfinished items that we had on the last agenda. And with that, we'll go to the next item, I think, that we had unfinished on the agenda.
Secretary Chair? So do you want to do the excused absences? I'm sorry, excused absences and the identifying timekeepers?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. First, do we get some timekeepers who want to keep the subject matter time? Any volunteers?
Brian, I can do that.
And the time for the individuals, I think it's 90 seconds.
I can do that.
And is there any request for excused absences? Madam Secretary?
I've not received any.
Okay, if we don't have any requests for excused absences, we'll proceed with the agenda. The first item we have on the unfinished business is the WBAI issue. Janet, do you want to, I think this is an item, you had a motion related to that. I guess we should only spend 20 minutes on this since this is pending from the last issue. Any objection to 20 minutes on this item? No objection. Okay, Janet, your motion for WBAI?
Okay, yes. I had submitted this, noticed this, I think originally, one second, yes, March 2nd, and it was on the original agenda, and then I I modified the dates for this meeting. because it was not reached then, and the dates were basically old dates. And so should I read it? I mean, it's somewhat long, but I can read it for the public record.
Could you just summarize it? Everyone should have gotten it. If you can summarize the essential components of it for the public.
Okay. So basically, there have not been elections at WBAI-LFB for their local station board officers or for the directors from the new LFB. Officers are, by the bylaws, elected in at the December meeting and directors at the January meeting, and this did not happen. And so the PNB passed a number of motions to try to help this along, and it still didn't happen. And so this is another effort to help the WBAI-LFB elect its officers and directors. And it's basically to have an online election, ballots being, or nominations being sent to the PNB secretary for the officers and also for directors. And then the secretary would prepare ballots and send out ballots to the individual WBAI-LFB members. And there's deadlines for their submitting their ballots. And then Terry Goodman will be serving as teller, and Joseph Davis from KPFT would be serving as ballot recipient. And so the ballots will be tallied and counted, and there would be an in-person public verification at KPFT that would be, let's see, I think March 29th. And then the tally results will be submitted or reported by March 30th. And I'm sorry, the public meeting verification would be March 30th. And then the results would be published on March 30th after that. And then the as a result of who will be elected based on that form of election, the LFB officers and the directors will start assuming their service immediately. So that's basically it.
Can we get a second to that motion?
Diana, second.
Okay, do we have any discussion on this item? We'll take a stack. Any discussion?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Jan, and anyone else?
Serene.
Serene? Okay, Jan.
I'm just curious what the bylaw, if there's any bylaws that support this method.
So may I respond?
Yep, Jenna K.
Well, yes, the bylaws provide for STV and IRV elections and balloting, and this has been done for directors and, I'm sorry, officers of the PNB, and it's been done for officers of committees in the past.
Can I, I'm sorry, Jan again, can I clarify?
Yes.
Is this election going to be just for the officers, or is it going to also include for the record?
Both.
And what about the election that the WBAI delegates had that R. Paul Martin called earlier on an elected delegate? That was a meeting, and they had a quorum, and I'm wondering why that wasn't sufficient.
Chair, somebody else needs to respond to that.
I can respond to that. I take that as a point of information. This board voted as to how to fill that vacant delegate seat, and they held a meeting without filling that seat, and that meeting didn't officially have a quorum, and so therefore they couldn't conduct business without a formal quorum.
Adriana?
This is
Serene. We had Serene next on the stack, and then Adriana. Serene.
So before I take my turn to speak, I'd actually like to correct, if I may, the information that was just provided.
Okay, yes,
yeah, to come out of my time. Okay. The WBI local station board had a vacancy that developed when a member met her personal 6-year term limit. That was in December. That seat was filled from the last election as the bylaws require. The election results for the 2015 election were available on January 13th. By the time that new election and its results became available, that election was closed and the results became available, the vacancy had already been filled. There are members of the WBI LSB who maintain that when the bylaws said you fill vacancies using the last election, that they didn't actually mean the last election. And therefore, they insist that the vacancy that was created and filled in December should be filled from an election that ended in January. Because of that dispute, or because of their misunderstanding of the bylaws, they insist that the filling of the seat in December, it doesn't meet with their understanding. So they have decided they're going to fill it with the December runner-up, and they had a meeting that R. Paul Martin called on the 26th of January, although the LSB had previously decided to meet on the 27th of January. And he called that meeting. They used to make their...
Time?
Okay, Serene,
I'm sorry.
You can use part of that time. You were responding to a point of information, but you were next on the stack, so you have 90 seconds. You can use your time on the stack.
Right, but I'm saying I'm still responding to Jan's point of information because your statement was that the BAI, that the board, PNB.
But Serene, what I'm saying now is that time is up. You can use, we're going to your stack now because we can't just have unlimited time for a response to a point of information. So you can
But we do want to give an accurate response, don't we?
Accurate, but not long, Serene. You made the correction. I think with your response, you made
no,
the correction.
But Serene, you
can use your time now. We're going to go to the stack. You want to use your stack time for this? Or what do you want to do?
Sure, and then I'll get back on the stack after the next person. So I'm asking for the stack.
Okay, you're on the stack.
The meeting that was called and held in December on January 26th used as its 13th person for quorum someone who was not a delegate. The meeting was illegitimate on a number of other levels, including that at least three newly elected delegates were never notified of the meeting. So the results of that meeting are bogus because the meeting was bogus. The folks who insist that the last election didn't mean the last election have since refused to attend meetings, so they've not come to meetings called in February or in March, and have asserted that we may not have a meeting at all this year because they're not coming. This motion, I think, is a well-intentioned but will be an unsuccessful attempt to get them to actually participate in governance in the roles that, you know, they ran for the board. Now they don't want to be the board. unless they can dominate the board. That's not how democracy works, big D or small d. So I don't think, I'm not going to vote for this motion. I think it's rewarding, you know, bad behavior, if you will. But I understand that some
Hello,
people feel
Nancy.
That they need to make every, I understand that some people need to make what they think is every possible effort to get folks to cooperate. But I don't think you do it by rewarding bad behavior or legitimizing the behavior in which, you know, at least half the board, that half of the board is engaged with.
Okay.
Chair, Secretary, I noted Nancy Sorden's presence, but Bill Crozier got bumped off the call, and he's requesting to be called back.
Okay. Michael, if you can get Bill back and all that dropped off.
Secretary, the same thing happened to Jan Goodman. She was just dropped off.
Jan Goodman also, if you can call them back. The next person we had on the stack, but somebody else wanted to be on the stack. I didn't hear that person other than Adriana.
Ron Pinchback.
Okay, Ron. Adriana, then Ron, and then we'll take a second round.
Yes, it's my
Adriana.
Time? Okay. I want to be, we know that the PMB...
It's Bill Crozier, I'm back. Request that you start over from when you dropped me, so I know what I missed.
I'm sorry.
We have a person speaking now. Adriana, could you continue?
Yes. Can you ask the members not to characterize what's happened to them? People lost their...
I'm just saying I was dropped 14 minutes ago, and I don't know what's going on or what I missed, so can you please repeat that?
Jan, I'm back.
We're discussing the BAI motion
okay.
to elect officers, and Adriana was on the stack. She was speaking.
I had some agenda
officers
items, the motions for the agenda.
Bill, we'll get to that once but presently Adriana has the floor.
Point of information, or I don't know what, point
yes,
of order.
Michael,
if you are dropped, please call my house line because it's impossible to keep track of everybody on here and also try to check in with the people who are not on yet to see if I can call them like I just got Nancy on. So let me know if you're dropped. You have my own number.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes. I believe that we already, we have an institutional crisis, as we said before. We try during a long period of time, we are talking about since the beginning of January, try to solve the issue. WBAI, as any other unit, and the LSPs are just needed of the PMB. I think that we cannot allow, like we said before, the situation how it's going. This is another effort. We are bending backwards, trying to invent and to add new options for WBAI elected LSP members to meet. I think that we know we discussed this ad notion in all the previous meetings. We saw the other motions. And we can keep kind of wasting time trying to stop the institutional solution for this crisis, or we can move and give one more option to the WBAI people and go ahead and take care of the business that this PMB, we are delegates, we have the obligation to go ahead with the business of the foundation. I think that it's very clear. Please... vote for the motion. Thank you.
Okay, Ron.
Oh, I thought I was going to have the floor. This is Bill.
What is your? You have a point of order, Bill?
Well, I was off the call for 14 minutes. I was dropped. I had to make four requests to get called back, and I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what motion's on the floor, and I had some items for the agenda.
Okay, Bill. We're on the first item on the agenda that we left off with. This is a continuation meeting.
Well, the PNB did not vote on it being a continuation meeting. And it's up to the PNB as a whole to decide that. And I submitted three motions.
I'll respond to that, Bill. That's not entirely true. I made the announcement at the end of the meeting, and then we called the continuation meeting with notice on the website. So it was properly noticed that we were doing a continuation meeting, and I announced it at the end of our last PNB.
Well, it's still up to the PNB to decide, so I object. But could
this is
could
Margie,
I also
Margie point Margie has a point of order.
Yes, Margie, what's your point of order?
Would you please ask the members not to just speak out of turn when they feel like it? You have to get recognized by the chair before you can talk. Thank you.
That's correct. You have to be recognized first. But
you
Bill,
did right.
This is a, so I assume that your objection is that this is not a continuation meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
But and also, I have some other points of order, though, too. This is still a continuing breach of the bylaws that no only one representative from WBAI is on the call.
Point of order? And you're going to let him out with his points of order.
Let me call again because I don't check my voice messages.
And also that the minutes that were approved last the last meeting have some significant errors in them, and I'd like to make corrections to the minutes. So also,
those like I said, I'm going to rule those out of order. And the first point of order, one that was ruled out of order, is that this is a continuation. We properly noticed it as such. What was your second point again?
This is a continuing breach of the bylaws, not having representation from the WBI directors, except for one person, and the other, either the directors who were elected in January from WBI should be seated, or the other three 2015 members should be continuing until replaced.
Well, Bill, that's the item that we're on. We're trying to hold elections for BAI. And you all raised that at the last PNB meeting, and we ruled it out of order and ruled on it. So I'm going to rule it out of order now also because that's the pending issue that we're – that's the issue that we're discussing now to deliberate upon, is to have representation from BAI on the PNB with this.
Okay, so could you specify which motion we're talking about? Because, again, I was off the call for 14
that
minutes.
The motion that Janet Kay made, you should have it in your packet, is the motion to call elections to elect BAI representatives.
Okay, we'll put me on the stack for that, please.
Okay. And, Adriana, you had a point of order.
Yes, Mr. Chair, can you instruct the whole members that we can make a point of order is exactly not what just happened, and we cannot use, repetition gun and talk about all that we want and make 10 points of order. If we're talking about something, it's a point of order that should be a point of order and one at a time. And we cannot go the back and forth with the chair. We make a point of order, the chair answer, and that's eat. Thank you.
Okay. We have an echo. Could everyone, if you're on speaker, get off the speaker. If you can put your phone on mute. The next person we had on the stack was Ron Pinchback.
My quick question is to Janet Kay. You want to do this election online? Is that reasonably secure? When I consider how our phone calls have been, our conference calls have been tapped, into is this something reliable that can be done? Both in terms of security and in terms of effectiveness.
May I respond, Chair?
Yes,
this has been done before, and Terry Goodman has set up a process where the votes are done through ballots with codes, so the actual names of the voters are not revealed. It's by code. And the ballots go only to him and Joseph Davis.
Okay, and who controls the ballots?
What do you mean, who controls the ballots?
I assume the ballots will be online, And
No, they're on the, it's through email, basically. The ballots will be sent to the LSV members through email. They're not going to be online anywhere.
Okay, so it's not, so this is not going out to the public. These are just to the LSV
Right.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Next person we had on stack was Bill.
We're at time, Mr. Chair.
Call again because I don't check my voice messages that often.
Okay, we are at time.
Oh, okay, can I have before then?
We are at time, and that's why I want to give us an extension.
Move to extend 20 minutes.
Okay, it's been requested to move to extend 20 minutes. Is there any objection to extending?
Brian moves to amend to 5 minutes.
Brian amend to 5 minutes.
Second.
Any objection to, it's been seconded. Any objection to amending 5 minutes, extending 5 minutes?
This is, yes, this is Bill.
You object? Okay, we're going to
object.
Point of information?
Yes, Serene.
If I wanted to offer a third alternative, such as 10 minutes, would it be appropriate for me to do so now?
Sure. Bill, would you have a problem with 10 minutes?
I'd still prefer 20, but we could vote on it. I was out of off the call for over 14 minutes, and I haven't had a chance to say anything, and I don't know who else has even already spoken.
But, okay, so, Serene, yes, you can amend for 10 minutes if you want to do that.
10 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to 10 minutes?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending this item for 10 minutes?
Well, yes, Bill, I'd rather 20. I'd still rather do that.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll and extend this item for 10 minutes?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No.
No. Edward Seeker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Pass.
Pass. Coburn. Yes. Norm, I'm sorry, Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
I'm sorry, I abstain.
Abstain. Goodman, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so that's 12, yes, 3, no, 2 abstentions, this passes.
Okay, so we extended 10 for 10 minutes, Mr. Timekeeper, and the next person we had on stack was Bill.
And Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack. I haven't spoken on this issue.
Okay, then Jose Luis.
And Serene, please.
Okay, Serene, we're going to get to you if nobody else, we're going to, when we come back for a second go around.
Got it.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, well, I guess I object to this motion on several counts, and I have a question also. Is that how are you going to deal with ties? It's likely you may get a tie, and it's not exactly transparent when you're doing this balloting by email. What happens then? And also, I just don't think this is necessary at all. The delegates of WBI met in January. They elected 4 directors. That's already done. I realize there's a dispute about one of the delegates, but I still believe that the PNB acted improperly and contrary to the bylaws in overruling what the members of WBI said and who they voted for the position that's being filled by a runner-up. And the delegates of WIBI voted, met in on January, I believe it was the 26th, and elected members, and we shouldn't need this motion at all. Thank you.
Okay. Jose Luis.
Janet, may I respond to the tithes? The question?
Yes.
So I understand Terry Goodman has a process for dealing with that. I don't know it explicitly, but that's part of the process.
Okay, Jose Luis.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the motion, though I do think it needs to be worded a little bit more clearly because it does not state on section 3, 1, and 2 that one of these five IRV elections is going to be for a PMB staff director and for a PMB three listener sponsor directors. So it just needs that PNB inserted in there so we're clear what that fifth election will be for that purpose.
Okay. Let's first we have Ms. Serene, unless someone else who hasn't spoken.
That's an amendment to this motion, just to add PNB into those one and two sections.
You're amending the motion to add PNB to one and two sections. Is there a second to that? Is there a second to that amendment?
I'm sorry, may I hear it again?
Could you repeat your amendment again, Jose Luis?
Yeah, that on the motion, section 3, 1, and 2, that the word PMB be inserted right after, for one, after the LSB secretary, one for the LSB treasurer, and one for the PMB staff director. And on number two, so the PMB would be inserted right after one for the PMB, so right there, one for the PMB staff director. And on section 3.2, it would be one STB elections for the three PMB listener sponsor directors.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Can I second and amend?
No, you don't have the floor. You can second it, but if you want to come back and on when
I'll
we go on the
second
second
for the purpose
amendment.
Of amending later.
Okay, is there objection to this amendment?
Janet Kay, may I?
Well, I have an amendment to the amendment.
Okay, so I guess we have some unreadiness. We'll take a stack. We have Serene and Janet Kay. Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I understand that the use of the word director only applies to the PMB, and that's why perhaps the maker of the motion did not insert it. But for clarity's sake, for people who don't really get the whole delegate, director, LSB member thing, if we can insert parenthetically PMB wherever the word director is used throughout the motion, that would be my proposal.
Is there a second to that? Do I hear a second?
Jose Luis Fuentes seconds it.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay. Adopted without objection. Now we have Jose Luis' amendment as amended by Serene. Is there any objection to Jose Luis' amendment with modification?
Could you clarify? Could you read what it is? We got lost there somewhere.
Jose Luis, could you quickly summarize, read your amendment as modified by Serene?
Yeah, wherever in this motion the word director appears, it would be a parenthetical signifying PMB. So, for instance, in section 3.1, where it's towards the last part where it says, and one for the staff director, the new would read, and one for the staff director, parenthetical PMB.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, So adopted. Next person we have on the stack is Serene. Unless somebody else who want to speak to this motion or hadn't spoken yet.
Yes, this is Grace Aaron. I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, Grace.
Now, I have a point of information first.
Yes.
First point of information. I have two questions. One is, what if this can this election fail to reach quorum?
Janet Kay, do you want to respond to that?
That's not part of this motion. It's that's a separate issue.
Any election can fail to meet quorum.
Okay, I have a point of order then. About, I mean, I have an objection to this motion, but I have another point of information. Serene, I don't know if I understood you correctly. Did you say you were going to vote against this motion for some reason?
I'm not going to support this motion. I think it rewards. I'm sorry. May I answer, Chair?
Okay, yes, Serene, if you can do it briefly, yes.
I don't think it's going to satisfy the people who insist that plain English doesn't mean what it says, that the last election was the last election, as in the previous election. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I appreciate that someone wants to, you know, that some of you on the board may want to make an effort to try to get things moving. I have less hope that it'll go anywhere, so I'm not going to support it. I think it rewards bad behavior.
Okay, yeah.
Can I continue? That completes my point of information, but I'd like to speak.
Yes.
I believe in the bylaws it says that directors need to be elected at a meeting. This is not a meeting, and therefore it's not proper. And also, this is irregular. It's the same thing as we need to have in-person meetings at the local station board level. We cannot have electronic meetings. That's against the bylaws. And also, I disagree with Serene's characterization of the propriety of what happened with the delegates assembly that our Paul Martin properly noticed, and that was held. And twisting the interpretation of the bylaws to seat somebody, an alternate from a three-year-old election, when another election was just completed, really violates the spirit of the bylaws and the spirit of the concept of elections. And I think it's highly improper and not within the tradition of Pacifica. In Pacifica, people are seated at meetings. They're not seated in between meetings. And when there was a meeting, the most recent election had been concluded. So this is improperly
time.
I object to it, and I object to people being...
I'm sorry, your time is up.
And, people being seated and voted on...
I'm sorry, your time is...
In a meeting.
Grace, your time is up. We have to respect
Janet,
the stack.
Janet to the stack.
Okay, the next person we have on the stack is Janet Kay, yes.
And Bill Crozier again.
Oh,
okay. Jose Luis Fuentes with it.
Yes, the bylaws do say elected at mayor.
Brian, what's your point of order?
Jose Luis, we need to mute the phone because we're echoing. I can't understand what...
Okay, could everyone mute their phone if you're not? Some people may be on speaker. Could you not be on speaker? Because I think to some extent that caused an echo.
Mr. Chair, we're now at time on our extension.
Okay, we're out of time. I'm afraid we're out of
already
time.
Called. You had already called on me.
And I have a point of order.
Real quick.
There are other people on the stack, so if we're extending, we extend to everyone. If not, you go.
Unless someone wants to extend time, we're out of time. We have to go to a vote on the issue.
I motion to extend time, Nancy. 10 minutes.
Is there a second to 10 minutes?
Yes, it's Bill.
Is there any objection to 10 minutes?
Yes, I object. We vote 20 down. Yes, I object.
Okay, there's been an objection to 10 minutes. We're going to go to the vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on extending for this item for 10 minutes?
One moment, please. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
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 Alexander.
Yes.
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 Bethune.
Oh.
No.
No.
Brown.
Brown.
Can't hear you. Casnave. No.
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 Crozier.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steaker.
No.
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 Fuentes.
No.
No. No. Gammon.
No.
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 No. Goodman.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Coburn, yes.
Yes.
Novick.
Is it on extending the time? No.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. How do you vote?
No on extending the time.
Novick, no.
No.
Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback. Can't hear you. Roberts.
No.
I abstain. I'm sorry.
Pinchback, no.
Pinchback, no. Roberts abstains. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Jim Brown, didn't hear you.
Jim Brown, no.
No. Mwangaza, Patel Adams. Okay, let me count. I have 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Not voting. 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. This fails.
Bill, with a point of order.
Yes, Bill, what's your point of order?
Well, the motion is out of order because it's contrary to the bylaws, because the bylaws do not allow for email voting for... to elect people to, for officers of the LSB or for the directors.
I'm going to move that motion in order because of the circumstances. The question becomes, what exactly is the provision of the bylaw? The delegates shall meet and shall elect their officers. So under the circumstances, I'm going to rule that in order. The motion in order.
This is Grace Aaron. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
I'd like to state my challenge. In the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 5, Election of Officers, each local station board shall elect a chair, a vice chair, a recording secretary, and a treasurer who shall be elected annually at the December meeting of the LSB. There's the word meeting in there. You're skirting that. You're violating the bylaws with this.
Point of information?
Yes.
Brian,
what's your question, Adriana?
Meeting, I felt just meeting. What do we have now, a meeting?
But Adriana, okay. You're going to have to either go on the stack or ask a question.
No, that is my question. It's a meeting, right?
Okay.
That's what the member said. I was asking.
And I interpret that, yes, that's my understanding, that it says meeting. What's the broad interpretation of meeting?
Okay.
Brian?
And Bill for the stack.
Brian, what's your...
point of information, Janet.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Was this seconded, the challenge seconded?
Was there a second to the challenge of the chair?
I second the challenge. Alexander
yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Okay. Who is next on the stack?
Brian.
Bill, I think.
I think
and
we
then
had,
Janet.
We had Bill, then Brian, and then Janet. Bill.
Thank you. Well, it's also out of order because of Article 5, which also says that the director should be elected at a meeting. And, you know, what Adriana was talking about is irrelevant. Yes, this is a telephone meeting, but what's being proposed in the motion, there's no meeting whatsoever, no opportunity to discuss or ask questions of candidates, no opportunity to consider their qualifications or lack thereof, no opportunity to ask them what they'll do if they're elected or what their priorities are or anything like that. And so I think this is a... it's an attempt to subvert the bylaws and ignore the bylaws that are very clear that officers of the LSB and also the director should be elected in a meeting, and so therefore this motion is out of order. It's contrary to the bylaws.
Point of order?
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
The member is speaking to what he says is the intent to subvert the bylaws. I believe it is inappropriate for him to assign notice to other people, to ascribe notice to others.
Okay, point of order. Let's not try to attack motives of other people. Brian, you were next on the stack.
Yeah, I think, you know, Grace's citation is correct. The bylaws say you're supposed to have a meeting in December to elect officers, and the bylaws say you're supposed to have a meeting in January to elect PNB members. And we are already in breach of the bylaws on both counts, because that did not happen. The task that falls to the PNB is to apply a remedy to that breach. And you don't have to, like, parse the exact meaning of the word meeting. The question is this a fair and reasonable remedy? It's a remedy that gives every member of a board an opportunity to vote and an ample time period in which to vote, which secures, hopefully, representation on this board for a full slate of directors from WBAI, which it sounds like everybody wants. And I don't understand what alternatives people are arguing for, just leaving three seats for representatives from New York unfilled on this board indefinitely. I mean, we have a bad situation. We have a local board that's split down the middle. Each half is boycotting the other half's attempt to call meetings. This seems like a completely reasonable remedy to me, and no reason it should be out of order.
Okay. Janet Kay.
Great. To the staff.
Yeah, and Serene's for the staff.
We could only go one round on the appeal of
I have not spoken.
I'm not referring to you. I was not thanks so much.
I know. I'm just
making that. Janet Kay and then Serene.
Yeah. So right, kind of piggybacking on what Brian just said. The bylaws do say electing LSB officers at a meeting, but at a meeting in December. So you can't really separate that, or you can't. There's just by saying, oh, this there has to be a meeting. Well, there has to be a meeting in December for that. That's what the bylaws say. And that didn't happen, and so there's no way to go back on that. There's no way to go back in time. And then the same thing applies to electing directors at each station. That meeting happens in January, and you can't separate those two, and you can't just say, well, there's no meeting. There was no meeting in January by the LSB to elect their directors. So as Brian was saying, this is an attempt at a remedy.
Okay. Serene.
Okay, so I just need to correct some people with regard to what happened on the 26th. Again, there was no proper notice for that meeting. There were several people who never were notified of the meeting. And there was at least three other people whom the chair of the delegates assembly, that non-existent phrase in our bylaws, but everyone wants to use it. There were at least three people who were engaged in other Pacifica work that night. They did a poll to make sure their people could be there. And then they chose the date that worked
for their half of the board. They did not bother to do a poll of the full board. And again, they failed to notify at least three people, and they had known publicized meeting conflicts and on-air conflicts for three other members. So when you want to talk about the purity of that meeting on the 26th, put on your boots first.
Okay.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the staff.
Jose Luis, yes.
So we need to understand that the LSBs are committees of the PMBs, and when the committees go rogue, the PMB needs to take action and will take action, has taken action, and apply appropriate remedies. And we all have to understand that as LSBs, we're just a committee of the PMB, and the supremacy lies with the PMB. If we don't like this structure, then we should ask for a membership vote to dissolve the foundation and have stations be their own individual satellites where they can make their own rules and play by their own games. But as long as they're part of Pacifica, they're just committees. And when committees don't do what they're supposed to do, the PMB will act. I don't know what's so hard to understand about our bylaws. We're committees, LSBs.
So Bill, I have some corrections to what was said.
We, Bill, did you go on the stack on this?
Yes, Mr. Chair. But I would like to make corrections if I could.
No.
Well, we can only go. That means you have to go back on the stack, and we're only allowed to go one round on overruling the chair.
Well, what Serena and Jose Luis said, both had errors in it, but maybe somebody else can point those out.
Okay.
Michael Novick to the SEC with a point of information.
Yeah, Michael, what's your question?
How many attempts have there been to have a meeting of the WBAI LSB that have failed?
May I answer that?
Serene, yes.
On the 13th, which would have been the last regular meeting of the old board, they boycotted. They stayed in the lobby. On the 27th, when it was rescheduled, they boycotted. On February 10th, they boycotted. Last week, on what would have been, what was that, the 9th, I think, of March, they boycotted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Are we voting? I don't understand.
We're on the appeal now. We're going to go ahead and vote on it if they want to overrule the ruling of the chair, that this motion is relevant and in order for us to vote on. So we're about to go to a vote. Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary is going to call the roll. If you support the ruling of the chair, you vote no. If you want to overrule the chair, you vote yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Brian, point of order.
On an appeal, a yes vote always upholds the chair. On an appeal, a yes vote always upholds the chair.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's correct. A yes vote is upholding the rule of the chair, and a no vote is overruling. Okay, thank you for that. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No.
Alexander.
No.
No.
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Castanets.
Yes.
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 Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Teeker.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Fuentes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Patel Adams. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes, Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. This pass, ruling of the chair is sustained.
Now we'll go to the vote on the motion submitted in reference to holding elections at VAI. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Point of order?
Who is that?
It's Jose Luis.
Yes, what's your point of order, Jose?
It's the motion as amended.
Oh, I'm sorry, the motion as amended. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
No, and
no. Alexander.
No.
No, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Jim Brown.
Yes.
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 Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No, we're throwing the bylaws out the window again.
Edwards Tiekert.
Brian votes yes.
Yes, Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Cobrin. Yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
I abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
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 One moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 13 yes. 3 no, 1 abstention. This passes.